Snack. 1, 2.
Who owes you? What does he owe you for?
He owes me a cookie, a Girl Scout cookie, because I gave him mine.
You did?
I just ate my
own. Okay, Mark, you can pay him back right now.
No, I just ate my own.
You ate your own? I mean, you ate his debt to you.
Yeah. Now here's one for you and here's one for me.
How about me?
Yeah, that's true. Is that last of them?
No, there's a million more.
I know, but last of this bag. Yeah.
No, you can have more if you want.
Tonight.
I promise you could get sick if you wanted. You want to get sick? You can have as many as you want until you get sick.
Stop on this. I know.
You sure?
I was going to stop on my first. Dad?
I know some kids would like to get sick.
Who?
Gordy.
Who's
he? This kid I used to know.
Dad, I know someone who doesn't come to school very often.
Who?
Nathan.
What's wrong with Nathan? How come he doesn't go to school?
He doesn't go to school very often. Dad, sometimes he doesn't.
Is he always sick or something?
No. Dad, I just... And you should have seen Angel. She didn't come in like 3 weeks. She wasn't there.
Probably she went off to California or something.
Mom. Yeah.
Dad. Dad.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I want to go shopping for a tape. I want a Beastie Boys, but Run DMC or Beach Boys.
An old Beast Boy.
The serpent USA.
Okay. Sounds good. How about old Beatles?
Maybe.
You know all the old Beatles songs?
They're about as good as the Monkees.
Maybe better.
I like the Monkees.
You can understand Beatles.
Yeah.
That one's a little hard, yeah. I'm gonna go a little hard. Yeah, the Monkees are a little easier.
The Monkees are like...
Bon Jovi's pretty hard, isn't it? What do you think of Bon Jovi?
Shut to the heart, and you're to blame the medium for a bad name. He prayed the intro smile on your lips. Blood red nails on your fingertips. A schoolboy's dream. You act so shy. Your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're loaded gun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's no place to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shut to the heart. And you're to blame the new gift room. And there's one that goes, once upon a time, not so long ago. Tommy used to work on the docks. Newton's been on strike. He's found on his luck. It's tough. Gina works for dinner all day. Working for a man, she brings home a paper.
Uh-huh.
For.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You sort of dirty?
Love.
Yeah.
He says we got a hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Should I be kidding?
stuck on his tail.
Well, he thought you were going to feed him. Oh, somebody did feed him. He's doing pretty well, actually. Okay, come on.
There's
Mommy must have
one,
fed.
The morning comes and the...
Don't you wanna,
are there any, what are some others that aren't hate life songs?
There's lots of them like that.
Well, most songs are hate life.
Like I'm living out prayer.
Living out prayer, that's nice.
This is one that I know very good, but it is sort of like, It's sort of, I hate life.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I don't want to say. Shot to the heart, in order to burn the evil, I play my part, and you play your game. But it doesn't talk like this, I'm just saying it fast. Shot to the heart, in order to blame, I play my part, and you play your game. Now you give love a bad name, bad name.
Good singer.
Boy Joey doesn't like it. At the starting of that one, it's like, on the starting of one song, it's like,
Marky, now. Do we say on the starting of, or do we say at the start of?
At the start.
Or at the beginning.
At the beginning of one song, I think it goes sort of like this. Down, 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 down. I think it's one of the songs. I think it's probably, what's it called? One of the, can I go in there?
You need to learn some more words. Is he being petty? This is sock warmer. Supposed to be yelling nasty words at each other, but we don't really hear each other.
I got you twice.
I got you twinkle toes.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you got me one. School.
Let's
it's
get
the time now.
Let's
it's the time now. It's the time now. It's 7-7. 7-5. No, I didn't.
Got you bad, man. Got you again, man. Got you again, man. You're dead, you're dead, baby boy.
9-5.
You're dead. You're badly burned.
Yeah,
you're
bad, right!
I'm yours! You're
bad
with her,
man. 9-7! Yeah, I'm busted!
9-8!
You've been busted bad. Ooh, man! Ooh! All right, we're... Oh, man. Got it right in the neck.
Come on, little chickadee! Oh. It's 12-8 tonight! We'll win!
Yeah, we're...
12-8! We're done!
Fine, you missed!
Man, I got you twice, man.
Hey, man.
Mark, you stand this side. Okay, you're out of the game, Mark. Come on, if you go over that side, you're out of the game. Come on, you out of that side.
That's not fair, Ross.
It's plenty fair. It's plenty fair. Now flip it back over. The ugly side. So.
No.
Come on, come on, come on. You get it, Mark.
Idiot.
You stand up good, Mark.
You well, you call me an idiot.
Yeah, you're an idiot. That's who you
are. Yeah, man.
You're an
idiot.
You're the idiot, all right.
Austin, I got you, man, and you know it. You missed.
Mark, get back here.
Come on, you.
Okay, Mark.
Hit me, hit me.
Okay, 5 points off. We're going cross sides.
Yeah.
5 points. You want to lose for our team?
Yeah.
Come on, Mark. You get it together, or else we're gonna lose bad.
I don't know what that stupid score is.
We're doing well, because he's just a bunch of blabber. He doesn't hit us. He just blabbers. Spends all his time saying he's got us, but he didn't really hit anybody.
I got you.
Okay, one time, man. Think of all the times we got you, right there.
Not on this.
Yeah,
2,000,000,000.
Rebounds count. Rebounds count. Oh, you are on our side. 5 points out for him. 5 points off for coming on our side. Yeah, huh? Yeah.
Yeah,
you did. You got your bat.
Yeah, 5 points off of you for coming up for my line.
This is the 21st.
March 1987, and Ross is telling us a dream he had last night.
Wait, Ross.
Okay, I thought I dreamt I was a G.I. Jerry, and the Cobras captured me thinking I was, took me back thinking I was a Cobra. So they dug up information about me, and they found out I was a Jew. Somehow I got out of them torturing me, and I went, and I became one of them, right? And so I went back to the Joe Pool, G.I. Joe Pool, and I found that it was broken because everybody was throwing up in it, throwing their milkshakes in it, breaking it.
Why did you go to the G.I. Joe one?
Putting their rubber rafts in there, and they needed an old, they needed a new pool. And so I found that I made this, thought of this idea for like this bubble underwater, like people would be, it's kind of weird. They go down and underwater under the river, and there would be this bubble, right? And you put down the bubble and it would suction cup the water, only it wouldn't suction cup the water all the way to the top.
Okay.
You know, like we did with my science experiment.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, when I tried to suction.
Wait, I won't tell you guys my dream.
Is Ross is finished first?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it?
Very good. Okay, Mark, here's my...
I remember this dream, it was about L's, and I kept on seeing L's and all that.
Letter L?
No, L's.
I mean little people, huh?
L's.
Yep.
Like guys with pointy ears and all that. Well, I kept on seeing L's. And my Ross had this project. It was to capture a mouse. And this mouse came in our house, and they started eating the cheese we put out for a trap, part of the trap. And he kept on going back and going back and eating it a little, and going back to the other place before we could get him. And then one time he tried to get the last piece. He was about to eat the last munch. Before he could eat the last piece, we put the trap. We got him with a trap. With the trap. We got him with the trap.
And? Got him?
Yep. And that's the end of my dream.
What did you do with
that? Took him back to school.
That was just the end of the tape or the end of the dream?
The end of the dream. That's all my mind could focus on, couldn't think of.
Did you tell Daddy about your tooth?
I lost your tooth.
How'd you get it out?
The dentist.
Oh, you didn't pull it out by yourself?
He ripped it out real fast.
Was it hard? Was it a hard thing for him to do? Was it painful?
No, he put this stuff up. He put Novocaine in. He put Novocaine in. Mark,
you put
that
real fast. Novocaine in your cheek, man. It hurts because it gives you a shot.
Oh, yeah, I know. Then that hurts, but after a while. Yeah, it usually does.
Last time it did.
Yeah. Right. Very good. Well, okay. Very good. I guess that's the whole story.
Marky.
Mom, what are the war cards? The cards that have ladies on them?
The war cards?
Our Japanese cards.
the ones with the Eskimos and the lions and the tigers and the eggs, no.
The ones with Japanese ladies.
I haven't seen for quite a while.
Maybe they're in the television drawer.
Oh. I haven't. Oh, there are some cards in there, but I think they're old maid. I don't know. Look around.
Ross, if he ever makes any more errors in his language, he says no, he doesn't.
Mark, do you ever make any errors in language, Mark?
What errors?
Like saying the wrong
mistakes.
Word. Mistakes, like saying, you know, catched or caught and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You still make them? When do you
not
make
really.
Them? Not very many, or not at all.
No, not most of the times I don't.
Most of the times you don't.
I do not.
Mm-hmm. Is it most of the times or most of the time?
Most of the time, I don't.
So was that an error when you said most of the times I don't?
Yes.
Yeah, it was an error.
Yeah.
But when do you think you'll stop making errors? When do you think that'll be?
When you get to Susan, sorry.
No, what made my Mark say? When do you think you'll stop making errors?
In the past.
In the past?
In the past! In the future! In the past!
Wait, Mark, where's the past? Come on, let's get straight.
In the past.
When does the past?
Is that tomorrow?
When is the past?
Tomorrow.
Past is tomorrow.
And what's yesterday? And what's yesterday?
What's the name of yesterday?
Past, present, or future?
Future.
Yesterday is the future?
So what's
Mark,
past?
Do you like to make little mistakes like that? Do you think
what's
cute?
Now? Past, present, or future?
All right. What is
now? It's now. It's right now.
Now is present.
Present.
Tomorrow is future, and yesterday is past.
Okay, you got that, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, where's your right hand, Mark? Where's your right hand, Mark? Right hand. And what's your name?
Mark.
Mark what?
Mark Wayne.
What's your middle name?
James.
And how old are you?
7.
And where do you live?
Longwood.
What's your number of your house?
3328.
And what's your phone number?
8-6-2-5-1.
Very good. And where were you born?
Boston.
No!
Boston. Boston? Really? You were born in Boston? I didn't know that.
Of course, I was born in Okinawa.
Does that make you a Boston baked bean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mark, have you ever been in Denver? Mark, have you ever been in Denver?
I was born in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
Karate. Yeah, that's why I...
Okay, now, Ross, do you ever make mistakes with your language?
Mm-hmm.
How often? Pretty rare? Pretty rare or pretty rarely? Rarely.
Pretty
rarely. No, pretty rarely. Oh. Rarely. Does Daddy ever make mistakes?
Yeah.
Well, probably more than you do?
You make mistakes sometimes.
Not the same. Mm-hmm. And what kind of mistakes are you likely to make at this point?
Can I have some food?
Oh yeah, politeness mistakes instead of may I have some food.
I want to ask you, what is the past tense of break?
Break.
And what is the past tense of squeak?
He's good at that, Mom. He did make one mistake, though. I heard him say catch. I heard him say catch. But I heard you say catch a couple months ago. It was really weird. But I do that, too.
Okay. I catched the ball.
Yeah, even though I know it's wrong, I do that sometimes.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, can we play some soccer?
I just want to say that I heard Ross saying that I'm competing my car. You know, I'm competing my car. And I asked him whether that was a mistake. And he said, no. I said, is it right to say to use car? And he said, he wasn't sure, you know, he said. And we talked about it, and he agreed that was okay to say that. I'm competing my car. Because they say that nowadays. You know that?
In a race.
Yeah, I'm competing in a race, yeah. We never used to say that. But I guess that's...
Well, you can say I'm competing in a race, but you don't usually say,
I'm competing
my car in a race.
I'm competing him in
toilet. No, that's what they say now. They say that.
Competing him?
No. I'm competing my car in the tournament. Yeah.
Or competing him in the tournament.
It's like entering him into the competition in the tournament. Oh. You now say, I'm competing him in the tournament. And so that's a case where I would have recorded it as an error, but in fact it was just it's just a form that they use now. Is that, are you sure that the other kids say it? Would it be the adults say it? Have you ever heard an adult say it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi? Oh, he says that on
Could be
a kind of a tournament thing, yeah.
Might be a fake way of speaking.
This one, it went like this.
Yeah.
Dad,
dad.
Yeah.
Can we put,
Okay,
let's go
to the house.
And she goes, let's see. We shall even it out.
Weird. One, two.
Not working.
I might confide in you two boys that...
Yep.
You put too much water in here.
Let me pour it out.
It's not a desperate situation, but I should could have hoped that you wouldn't have done that. I will utilize the problem. Utilize the
problem.
Was it me?
Utilize the error.
What does it mean to utilize?
Utilize sounds like kill.
Sounds like mutilate, Mom.
No, utilize is to use. You made a mistake, I'm going to use it.
To
my benefit.
Good luck.
I don't think I spent more money on this than I would have getting little plastic pots and filling them with dirt. I spent a total of $7. Don't you think? Huh? I mean, that's for the tray and the pots.
That's good. For the whole schmear.
Schmear.
Whatever.
Stick. Schmear.
Stick. Whatever.
Whole schmick.
Let me just have some milk.
Milky pilky with cookie wookie.
Uh-huh. Same here.
Okay, wakey.
Do we have any cookies?
Oh, do we have cookie wookies?
Yes, we do, Chopper.
Cookie wookie, cookie, cookie.
Where are our Girl Scout cookies?
No, we don't. We finished off the Girl Scout.
Oreo cookies, which are as good as the best Girl Scout cookie in the world. The best Girl Scout cookies
can't be an Oreo.
Were exactly like Oreo cookies.
Were they?
Yeah, they were chocolate with white filling. And that was the classic Girl Scout cookie.
I didn't think the Girl Scout chocolate chips were anything great, did you?
No, you know, remember?
This one.
The really classy Girl Scout cookie was an Oreo cookie, wasn't it?
Samoa.
What is it?
The boys didn't like that coconut.
No, when we were young. The
butter that cake was a double chocolate. With vanilla, with the cream inside, and that was an Oreo cookie, right?
I mean, now you can get them and call them Oreos. See, it used to be you couldn't get cookies this good.
Done.
Except from the Girl Scout. That was a Girl Scout cookie. And, oh, when the Girl Scouts pulled their cookies, everybody wanted Girl Scout cookies.
Too bad they only
sold
them once a year.
And they came with a little Girl Scout emblem, the green box, with a little emblem on it. And they only look like this. This is the only kind of cookie you get from them.
Did it say Oreo?
No, it said Girl Scout. It has emblem on it.
What?
It had the Girl Scout emblem right on the cookie.
Of course not.
You know the emblem, the four-leaf clover. Anyway, that was right on the cookie, and they were the best cookies.
Hey, wait a minute.
I still think
in the world, Oreos really are very good.
Oreos, I think, are still one of the best cookies you can buy.
In the world?
No, generally. A very good cookie. Give Bruno some milk?
Sure.
Okay.
You need your milk for me.
Okay. Give me George.
Working on robots.
Robot has to be.
Wait, let's go back up here. No, I just came down for this one. Let's go back up.
Come back and let's talk about.
Oh, hey, I've got a better one. You know how Daddy and Mommy have to work on the house so much?
Yeah.
Maybe we could have a house painter robot.
Wow. That's, you already said that.
Oh, we did a house painter. We did a house painter robot.
Okay. I don't understand.
Well, but how do you? No. We're not talking about people. We're talking about a robot. All you need for anything is a person. We'll try and have robots do this.
Yeah, I mean, we can have the robot make the bed, put you in it, and sleep for you.
All you need is to hire a painter. All you need is to hire a maid. I mean, it's the point is we don't want to hire a painter or maid. We want to have a robot.
We want to buy a robot.
So we don't have to make somebody spend all their time doing that. Okay, how about a teacher robot? A robot that would teach little children?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
That would put everybody out on
unemployment? Okay.
Put everybody out.
Well, actually, I kind of doubt that, but okay.
Yes, it would.
Okay. How about a robot? How about a robot to cut the lawn? A lawnmower robot. It's
wrong with that?
Because you pay kids to do that.
Well, would he run over the cat?
He'd have to have a sensor. Oh, he would be a great robot. A lawnmower robot would have to have a sensor, so he wouldn't run over the cat. He had to have eyes. He'd have to be able to, he'd be able to stop and dig weeds when he detected a weed. He'd stop, he'd dig into the weed, pull it out, and he would also be able to fertilize the lawn with powdered. He'd have a bin for powdered fertilizer. Yeah.
I've got an idea. This is a task that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
And you know about.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to you, but there's a task that
A cat feeder.
A cat feeder.
Pet the cat.
Pet and cat.
They
pet
already made one.
What?
So what? You can make one too.
There's a guy at Bill Simon's show that already made one. He
feeds the cat and pets
Gate
it.
Went there.
So what? You can do your own.
Well, what about the robot that goes to Mrs. Scott's? That goes to Mrs. Scott's mailbox.
That's me.
Yeah, but you understand the task. You know the task. You can program this robot
to do the
very thing that you know how to do.
Dad, I had one something for your lawnmower robot.
Okay, I think the lawnmower is pretty.
He'd have things coming out of like his leaking. You know how cats have whiskers?
Yeah, for
like
feelers. He'd have to have feelers in case he came too close to somebody.
If he ran into a wall.
He wouldn't work with eyes. He'd work with sensory touch. He'd be a touch robot. So everything would be, if he came too close to something.
Like a blind robot.
He'd be blind.
Like a blind robot.
Yeah, but if he
wouldn't use visual.
If he came up against weeds or something.
Yeah.
You know, if there were.
Yeah, he'd have to have one down here. He'd have to have like a magnifying glass or something.
You wouldn't want him overly sensitive.
You wouldn't.
He has to discriminate.
You wouldn't want him to pull out your grass. How do you get him to pull out your wheat?
Well, the other thing is you could have him. You could design exactly the path that you wanted him to work on, and program him to go 40 feet ahead, turn. You know, exactly on the
thing.
But I think what we need is a general purpose robot, and then with a computer, and then we can program it to do what they want.
How about?
But it has to be an outdoor robot, a robot that solves multiple outdoor problems, okay? Including dumping fertilizer around, weeding.
Compactor dumper.
That's another one. It's the inside cleaner upper with the vacuum cleaner.
Well, the toy collector. You know, the toy collector.
House queen. House queen.
Oh, man, I forgot it.
Okay. We've got two. One is a house cleaner, and the other is a...
A
guard robot, Mom. That's nice, Ron.
Well,
a guard robot.
Wait, I've got something. It doesn't have to look like one on wheels. You could attach, like, I have an addition to Mark's thing. You could have, like, little creatures that climb all over your walls with like traps built in, and they like shoot nets or sound alarms or a handcuff.
No, wait, I've got one that could watch out for Freddy Krueger.
But wait,
spiders and trap them and
wait,
take them
I've got
fire.
Something. But Dad, you know, there's window clean. You know the window cleaners for those buildings that have wheels hooked onto the building? Well, the little guy could, like, have wheels that would hook up to the wall and go sideways all the way around the wall.
We could have a window cleaner robot, too. If you have a track for it to roll up.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got four ideas. Guard robot, Mark.
I got one.
Wait, for Freddy Krueger.
A gas robot. A robot that comes out, puts gas in your car.
Yeah, a gas pumper. Yeah. Good.
That's not as difficult a task because cars are shaped very similarly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of clear.
Yeah.
Aren't they? I mean,
okay, let me finish how many we've got. And you guys can see. No, wait a second.
No, but this is I got one. This is for controlling them.
No, I want you to read.
Just a robot that waters flowers.
That's part of the garden robot, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Ross, can I say this?
I've been waiting all this time. Okay, a mini computer.
Yeah.
About this big. It's It's so that you can carry, you can take your robot with you. Portable computer. Mm-hmm. There's like a couple buttons here that you can program it with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have this toy at, this toy robot at Fuel Science Center. His name's Bob.
Okay.
And on his head, they have these buttons. You can program for him to go this way, this way, this way. He's about this big.
Honey, well, all of our robots are going to be like that.
No, all he's only about this big.
But, honey, all the ones we're designing are going to be programmed.
I know, but wait. Okay, and there's going to be, like, this screen.
Yeah.
This little screen about this big.
Right.
And you can type in things in there. And it'll have, like, an antenna that goes to the antenna on a robot.
All of our robots are going to be
like that. Oh, I got one!
All of the robots
are
talking
about. But not wireless.
A wireless? Okay, well, we can make our
I
tablets.
Got one.
Okay.
A robot, if you're lazy like Ross, if you're lazy like Ross about the television, a robot that can turn on the television, a robot that can get the bank, and all that.
Okay, now, here's my suggestion.
A Marky robot.
I want Daddy to get
the
talk now. Okay? I want Daddy to get to talk now, okay?
Yeah, Marky robot.
I want to summarize our suggestions, and I want you to listen. Okay? Is that clear, Mark and Ross? First, we've talked about a toy picker up, okay?
Toy
putter away robot, okay?
Right.
Second, we talked about a house cleaning robot. Okay, this robot would both vacuum and you put trash in, it would compact it and it could take the trash out. And when it dumped the trash, it would also dump all the junk from the vacuum, okay?
And
okay.
One that was
that's what I came up with.
That's number two. Yeah, that's number two. Oh,
and
yeah,
one
you
that
came up with all
up.
These ideas. These are all your ideas.
The one that would throw up. No,
we're not going to do that.
Throw,
okay.
But he could take it out of his little tummy.
You can take it out of his tummy.
With doors.
Yeah.
No, wait, how about...
You
okay.
Can throw it, basically.
How
you
about...
Say
how about... But
I said you're going to finish listening to me.
Yeah.
Okay, now, number three, we have a guard robot. That was Mark's idea. That one is going to defend against Freddy Krueger. It probably will run on tracks outside your house, have laser guns, and what was the other thing it has?
How about...
I thought you said something about gas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay,
a
yeah.
Robot that gives the car gas.
Oh, no, that's right. Wait. There's, no, the guard robot.
I had one.
Please, Mom,
I had the... I made up one that would throw nets.
Okay, now, there's a guard robot, there's the house cleaning robot, there's the toy picker-upware robot, and then there's also the yard cleaning robot. Yard cleaning robot does mows the lawn, can get weeds, and can put out, and can water the lawn,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Put out poisons and fertilizers. Now that's, how many robots would that for? Oh, then there's the gas pumping robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You already said
now,
that. The one
what
that
I propose
out.
Is, no, you don't have permission. What I propose is that we now make up a big mural called World of Robots, okay? And we put down all the robots that we're going to have in our family. All we'll call it our robots in our family, or our house, you know, robots that
the
we're
household family.
The family of robots, we could call it.
Okay.
And it's going to be the McGuinney robots in the year 2000, all the new robots that we would have in our family, okay? And we put them all down, and we give them names. Each one, okay, would have a name.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
that's a neat idea.
And put them on a big mural, okay?
Like, the gas guy, it would say gas
mm-hmm.
person, then it would say Bob.
Uh-huh. And and we call him Gas Bar or something. Okay, Ross.
Yeah.
Okay,
welcome to. For the guys to take care of, you know how you guys take care of us?
Mm-hmm.
Brat robot.
A brat robot, right. Be a babysitter and he'd have to spank. He'd have to know how to spank children when they're bad.
Yeah.
He'd have to
hey,
know
no, like
how to
he
could be a babysitter for little baby ones, like a change diapers.
Yeah, and that. And there's one other thing.
Uh-huh.
For that fire extinguisher guy,
yeah.
You know how he's going to have a hose? I think we ought to attach the hose we'd hook a hose up to here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He'd have a hand with a hose coming here.
Yeah.
Or he could have his nose being a hose.
Should we call him Protector? We could call him Protector.
No, he could be fire. No, wait. How about hose nose? His nose could be a hose.
But he's also got to be the sentry robot, too. You know?
Hmm?
He's also being
like
right
on
right
idea.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, no, because
okay,
he's one of the...
Okay, hose nose.
Wait, there's sections. The law set... I mean, The protection section.
And then there's suck door. You know what suck door is? Okay. Here's the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Wipeout. Wipeout is the
cleaner guy.
No, is the guy. Wipeout is that uses water. The guy that sweeps up the house.
Mm-hmm.
Ross.
Dad. Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
A robot dentist.
Robot dentist? Would you trust your teeth to a robot dentist? No, thank you. No, thank you. I think I'll skip that.
Wait, how about... Wait.
Yeah? The dentist can use a robot.
Wait.
A drill, but not a robot.
I got a scrape one.
No, thank you.
How about this helmet robot? You put it on, and it's got a toothbrush attached. All you have to do is... And it'll go... And it'll pick up the water... Open up.
Well, would it spit for you? Would it suction the water out of your mouth for you?
No.
Well, okay, you guys think more.
Like this little piece.
I'm gonna go to work.
Helmet.
I'm gonna go to work, and you guys think you and Mom will think some more. I want you to start running some
now.
Yeah, I have to go to work. Do some answering, some papers.
May I have a floor?
Yeah.
We said the gardener.
Gardener robot.
The car pump.
Gas pump.
Wait. No, wait.